We had a family barbecue last night, and big family. We had enough for a minyan. We went to go inside to daven mincha, and we davened Shmoneh Esrei, and we got up to Tachanun. And there was a bit of a debate, what's the appropriate way to say Tachanun when there is no Sefer Torah in the room? It's not a family that has a family Sefer Torah in the living room. What's the appropriate thing to do when you have Tachanun in a non-basic Knesset or base Medrash setting? You're in an office, you're in a classroom. What's the appropriate thing to do? So there's really two issues here. Issue number one is, do you stand or do you sit? Secondly, if there's no Sefer Torah in the room, do you put your hand bent over, right, your head on your hand? Is that appropriate to do in that manner? So number one, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Kuf Lamed Aleph Beis. Nefilas Apayim Miyushav Velo Me'uman. Nefilas Apayim, literally means put your head to the ground, which not for now, but you put your head only sitting, not standing. The Beis Yosef quotes Sfarim in the Zohar Kabbalah realm that say it is more appropriate to be sitting in this way. The Rivash disagrees. The Rivash says, really, you could do it either way. You have the option. You could sit, you could stand, either way. The Mishnah Berurah says, all things being equal, we should follow the Beis Yosef, and we should sit for Tachanun. Unless the following. You have a situation where the person behind you is still in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and you can't sit down, you can't move, you're stuck, you're locked in. So in that situation, you can say Tachanun and lean on the opinion of the Rivash in that situation. Ideally sit, right, even without a Sefer Torah, but if you can't, sometimes you're at a barbie. There's no seats. I don't know how far you have to go to find a seat. You don't have to sit on the floor, for that matter. You can follow the Rivash in that situation. But now there's no Sefer Torah in the room. What do? Continues the Ramah, right here in the same Sif. Yesh Omrim, Dein Nefilas Apayim, Ela B'Makom Sheyesh Aron, Vis Sefer Torah B'Socho. You only say Nefilas Apayim, meaning you only bend your head down on your arm. When? Well, there's an Aron and Sefer Torah. Doesn't mean you have to have both. In fact, if you have an Aron without a Sefer Torah, because it's being checked, it's not there all the time, that would necessitate bending down. And also, if there's a Sefer Torah without, that would also require it. Most poskim assume this is a machlokas Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. Meaning, if you're Sfardi, Sfardim would always lean over, even without a Torah. Office building in the middle of Midtown Manhattan, you would still bend down, regardless, is independent of a Sefer Torah. It's all about Tachanun, and you would do it no matter what. Ashkenazim would be dependent upon the Sefer Torah in the room or not, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're not in a room that has a Sefer Torah, but you could see a room outside that has a Sefer Torah, you would also say it. Rabbi Soloveitchik famously would follow the Shulchan Aruch over here. He felt that was a more accurate and correct opinion, based on the words of the Rambam about davening, and he thought that was really correct over here. Additionally, if this living room had Sfarim in there, the stipler was known that, was quoted in his name, that if there are Sfarim in the room, it's a place, it's a makom, that there are always Sfarim in the room, there's a base medrash in the house, then, not actual, but there's a lot of Sfarim there, then that would also necessitate a bending down as well in that situation, even if there's no Sefer Torah, even if it's not a place where you always daven, that would still also require it in that situation. So in this case, right, in this case, also another time you need it without it, if you're in Yerushalayim, so you said Danny? Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim, Rav Moshe, Rav Tukachinsky, both right, all of Yerushalayim is a very holy place. And therefore, you always bend down, no matter where you are, independent on a Sefer Torah or not. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that only applies to the Old City and not to the rest of Yerushalayim, but it seems to be the Minhag is like Rav Tukachinsky and like Rav Moshe. So to review, you have a family barbecue, right? An office, and you're davening mincha, which is amazing, in the office. So what do you do for Tachanun? So you should sit down, ideally. According to everybody, you should be sitting down. And do you, right, do you bend your hand onto your head? Sfardim, not a question, you do. If you're Ashkenazi, if there are Sfarim in the room, then there's room to say, Sfarim that are always in the room, then there's room to say that you probably should. But if you're not, unless you're like a Talmud of Rabbi Soloveitchik, which always did it, then the minhag would be just to be sitting without bending your head over in that situation. Rav Chananya ben Akasha, Meretz Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zach Yisrael.